UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet your fishes, then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget. Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines round the corner, we might need a guest list. Exit stage left, the sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic. Say less, this argument is baseless. Drowned in tartar, that Filet-O-Fish is tasteless. See, Arby's only deals in the greatness. I bet the house on it like it's Vegas. Look, I could sell water to a whale. How could you ever think I'd fail? Yeah, the crispy fish sandwich blazing trails. The mother clown's just too frail. Yeah, if you know me and you know me well, our fish is gonna
do it. How much did you get paid for that?
Who, Pusha T?
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know if I can go for it, though. Let me tell you why. If I had an NIL deal, it would be to McDonald's.
They got a good fish sandwich.
Okay, and listen, and here's what I'm going to say, and I don't know if this is let me do the take very quickly. This is one of my hottest takes. Mm-hmm. McDonald's the greatest place on planet Earth. And if I had one restaurant I could eat my entire life, if they said you can only pick one, I'd pick McDonald's. And let me tell you why. Because McDonald's has everything. I can eat a burger. I can eat a quarter pounder. A quarter pounder is different from a Big Mac. A Big Mac
is
different. Nick, this is my time.
Sorry. I'm trying to be the hype guy, like on the stage, and just, you know, repeat some of the...
Yeah,
right.
Hey, this is my... McDonald's soliloquy, okay? A Big Mac is different from a McDouble. A cheeseburger tastes better or tastes different than a McDouble, just the way the bread does. I can have a filet of fish. I like the fish sandwich. I can get a chicken sandwich. I can get chicken nuggets. I get fries. I get milkshake. I can get
breakfast.
I mean, like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, McDonald's encompasses the entire... food group.
American diet.
The American diet of what I need. Like McDonald's is America's restaurant.
The pyramid.
Yes.
Food.
Like it is the dare I say, being a Disney fan, the happiest place on earth. And it has the greatest Diet Coke of anywhere. Of any place.
Heard the coffee wasn't bad.
There is nothing like taking a bite of a quarter pounder, eating a fry
after a show,
eating a handful of French fries, and taking a sip of a McDonald's Diet Coke. The way it condensates outside the cup, and you just, it's the perfect mix of the American people. And that is why McDonald's is the greatest restaurant on planet Earth.
Well, speaking of hot takes,
yeah.
Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at the 93.9 Studios, sometimes referred to as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home again.
For reasons that will not be mentioned.
968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, want to give a quick shout-out. How would you like to get even more savings and more benefits when you shop at Kroger? With a Boost by Kroger Plus membership, you'll enjoy 2 fuel points for every dollar you spend on groceries, general merchandise, in-store memberships start at just $59. How about that? So sign up today at Kroger.com/Boost. More savings, more benefits, a new level of membership with Boost by Kroger Plus. It's pretty good.
Heading into break, I asked a question. The question was in reference to Malik Cunningham and the big picture of Coach Satterfield. Mm-hmm. I asked at the end of the day, will Malik Cunningham, or how much of the Malik Cunningham success will Coach Satterfield get? Because, again, we have been learning about Coach Satterfield, regardless of if people want to admit it or not. Yeah. It takes a long time to learn about coaches and their styles and their adaptations and all these things. Sometimes, early on, we said, okay.
Especially when you actually give them a chance to
right.
for us to learn it.
Right. So watching Coach Satterfield empower Malik Cunningham so much, you know, sometimes we try to psychoanalyze it. Coach, are you letting your child run free so he can learn to make them all the mistakes and get better earlier? Mm-hmm. Are you using 4 players to run up statistics so you can start marketing that you can get a lot of stats out of a couple of players? Like, you know, these are all theories.
Yeah.
As we, you know, start to learn about the coach. So now, you know, you have a 3-4 year Malik Cunningham. Now you start to say, okay, he's amassed in some huge numbers. How much of his numbers were scheme related? Mm. How much of his numbers were Coach Satterfield putting the players he has in positions to be successful? The reason I ask how much credit Coach Satterfield is going to get, because if you think Malik is just an awesome individual player and he's, you know, going to get his own props, it's a different thing.
Yes.
Or do you say, no, Coach Satterfield has been drawing up some schemes and some effective, he has an 8-play effective book that, you know, basically, I mean, he said it from the beginning. We're going to run left. We're going to run right. We're going to run one or two of these plays. You start going back and looking over his career of offense, he calls trick plays at the absolute best times that, you know, that you've ever seen.
Oh, he disagrees. Yeah, I will say that.
His surprise plays, his baiting plays, his sneak attack plays.
Oh,
did the rain get him?
His record at calling trick plays is, I would like to see his percentage, because it doesn't fail often. Oh, man, it is pouring outside. Holy cow. Wow.
Right. But I do see it's pretty bright at other places, so.
Well, just not anywhere around us.
I didn't hear you clear.
No, I said just not anywhere around us.
Oh, on the horizon.
The horizon. Yeah, yes. Yeah, the sun is coming.
Yeah, you're right.
or going away.
Yeah, it doesn't look
I don't know
like...
which way the clouds are moving. Oh, and Drew is literally, it started raining, and Drew Diener is the first person back in here. That was awesome.
He was looking for a reason to get to retreat.
Oh, damn. Oh, the rain didn't got us, y'all.
Oh, man.
Drew was the first guy to walk in the door. Like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done. Not getting rained on.
Right.
Not getting rained on. I'm out. I don't play the rain.
If he was at the swimming pool, it could be thunder.
Yeah.
I've heard him make this argument.
Oh yeah.
Oh, pool shouldn't be closed down because thunder, lightning, and he literally.
Oh yeah, yeah. Listen, no, we'll sit out here in a monsoon.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Right. Hey, where's everybody going?
Yeah.
Drew, it's thunder and lightning.
Yeah. And he was the first guy to walk in the door. He's like, I'm out.
These golf clubs are conductors, and you never know what's gonna happen. So we're. We're just going to bring it inside. Point being.
Yes.
How much confidence do you have and Coach Satterfield. Because again,
yeah,
our small sample size of Malik, or I'm sorry, Puma.
Mm-hmm.
He can move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen him with two quarterbacks move the ball. When we saw Evan Conley out there, we attributed him not being able to move the ball because Evan Conley wasn't ready, you know, to be, you know, like I said, he wasn't, you know, he looked uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah.
But two confident quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We've moved the ball.
Yeah.
Against big-time teams, big-time schools. So it's like, okay, is that one of those things that we can put aside, Steve, and say, well, at least I know he knows the play calls to move the ball. Now, whether or not he knows to tell Malik, hey, you're going to have to hand the ball off more. You're going to have to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some, you know, hey, the third and 11,
yes,
you may have to go take over there. Just, hey, we can't do third and 11s and everybody get at the first yard, you know, the prevents. You know, but again, these are what you hope for when you see new coaches. But are we ready to give him credit in his 8-play play calling?
Yes,
that we're confident he can move the ball.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've said, you know, even in my angriest, I'm like, you know, like the Virginia game last year, he dialed up a perfect play that would have ended the game to Tyler Harrell, and Harrell dropped it. Like, I mean, like we forget that. Like
our line opens up a hole, Son Hall,
mm-hmm,
right through it.
Yeah,
if you're up 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
He fumbled, yeah, the football.
Yeah.
One of the last possessions, yep, he gave up. If you're up 3 points, Steve, you know, or whatever, and you have a chance to finish the game, and you get first down with Hassan Hall, and even to this day, we know Hassan Hall fumbles the ball.
Yes.
But that one, I think he was looking to get down, and it was just perfect. Helmet to the football. Bad luck. But again, if you have a fumbler, now you're like, as a fan, you're obligated to say, you knew Hassan Hall was a fumbler, coach. Why'd you have him in there?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to do that as a fan.
Absolutely.
I have to blame the coach.
Well, y'all, yeah, it always comes back.
Right.
Yeah, it's always going to,
right,
come back.
But in hindsight, you're like, if you're defending the coach, if you're, yeah, being rational about it, you're saying, Marcus, I called the play, a run right up the middle to a hot Hassan Hall. Mm-hmm. He got the first down. He falls down. We run out the clock. The game's over. Then I have to say, well, we were winning by 21 points.
Yeah. Yeah. That's defensive.
And coach is not allowed to say, yeah, my defense screwed up.
I know. But that's the thing, man. When you watch that game, that's why I say, I mean, as bad as the defense was, like, in that game.
Might be back. It was Triple H just taking over creative, and it was awesome.
It was worth it.
It was awesome. I give them their props.
White.
Play. If you make the play, you win the game still. And still almost, I mean, come down and we just missed the field goal.
That's ridiculous.
No, it is pouring.
Jason.
I mean, it's the hardest rain ever in.
Jason.
I mean, ever.
Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Absolutely.
Marcus, don't hang up on me, okay? Because I know you're going to hate what I'm getting ready to say.
I don't need that disclaimer. You fire away. You come.
Okay.
You bring it or don't try it. I'm listening.
Hey, listen, I'm a football fan through and through, and I've called in over the years many, many times. But I've got a question. I know you're going to hate it, but I'm going to hear Steve's answer on this.
Okay.
I can see 6 or 7 wins, no doubt, in football this year. I think this team has got the experience. They got the talent. And they could definitely walk their way easily into 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
But going to Kroger Field, is it Kroger or Commerce? I don't even know what it is there. I hate that place so
Nobody
much.
Nobody does, yeah.
Okay, good enough. But let's say they get the brakes beat off of them again. And he you know, Kentucky's obviously got their number. How do we feel after 6 or 7 wins and going to another crappy bowl game? Sorry, Marcus. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Terrible. Yeah, no, appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Jason. Yeah, no,
Jason, why would you think I'd listen? Jason,
yeah, no, terrible. Yeah.
I led the charge on if you listen, right when the season ended, I said, if you take that again.
Yeah, that can never happen again.
There's no season you can have. Think about this, Jason.
I don't care if it's 11-1.
Jason.
That cannot
Jason,
keep happening.
Jason, my original, under no circumstances can your regular season end with that.
Ever again.
And think about it. Even our hypotheticals consisted of two losses and one of them being at the end of the year like that. And Steve and Marcus unanimously said, I don't care anything that looks like that. Cannot happen.
And let me be clear, that's not saying a loss. Like
yeah, I mean, right. That's
SEC,
not a tough
Power Five.
Yeah, that's
team.
Not a tough heartbreaker. Commonwealth.
I can hate them, but they can beat you. Okay, like that. That can
yeah,
happen.
Four. L's down draws cannot happen.
I know.
Yeah. So Jason, yeah, I had no problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I'm looking at a trampoline rower. What kind of exercise are you getting out of that, Steve?
Well, it you don't have to stand up and do it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know what's happening there. Man, this is the hardest rain. I mean,
it's lightning.
It's lightening up now. Yeah. But that was insane. Like, I feel terrible for all these people that were out and the golf course
and prayers for flood, you know, people dealt with floods and
I know right now especially. I mean, actually I think earlier, like at 10 o'clock, I think like Calipari and Oscar Shibway were on with Issel and Louie. They had a way to so I mean if you want to donate, they were talking about a way you can
yeah, so just tell everybody go tune in.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to donate the livelihood of people, yes.
I'm territorial, Steve.
No, I know, but I'm saying like you can go to their Twitter or right. The ESPN 680 Twitter, and I think they have ways that you can donate some money down there. So yeah.
Okay. So so you've said, I mean, listen, Jason,
God, the pro shop's going to make so much money right now.
Just bored. Yeah. Just
everybody.
Bored.
No. People changing.
Oh,
I just saw two people walk out with polos. Like yeah. No, I'm going in here. I'm buying a polo, and
because they got soaked.
Yeah. Because, I mean, why not? You're like, man, I'm getting all this free. I'm getting to play for free. What's, you know, what's $60?
That you would have spent on golfing anyway?
Yeah. Let me go get me a dry polo.
Okay. So you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You're comfortable with trick plays.
Mm-hmm.
You're comfortable with overall offense.
Yeah.
You're not comfortable with the defense, but you've seen changes. Or you put another
team. Personnel changes. Yeah, and coaching changes. Yeah.
Okay.
And personnel. I mean, personnel is a big deal. I mean,
how much health pass are you going to give? How much depth pass are you going to give?
For last year?
Yeah, or leave.
Oh, I mean, I do think there's some. I mean, you lost Monty Montgomery game one. You lost Keytrell Clark for the last, what, 3-4 games?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's two massive
losses.
Yeah,
that's losses. A big deal. And again, this fan base having gone through a Jair Alexander loss.
Oh, sure, yeah. Says, we see how that can turn a team around. Now, you know, I don't know if the importance of – obviously, not saying they're as good of players, but, I mean, if you take both of those off of a defense, I mean
– And I will admit, like some of my – I would dial down my defensive line criticism – when you had four, watching that game, when I saw four players rushing at North Carolina State in white pants, I was like, okay, maybe we're not as small as I thought.
Right.
You know, but I guess you look so thin when it's 3rd and 11 and you sit three up there. You get no pressure. It just it just leaves a mental, you know, almost a mental stain of there's no pressure because we're too small in the defensive end. We should be able to get some guys closer to the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and again, your frame of reference is Kentucky, Ole Miss, North Carolina State.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
– because those are games that matter.
But my defensive beef is not, if you'll allow me to say that, is not personnel. It's always been the same plays since year one has beaten us. I mean, year one when we won eight games.
And we draw the screen and
– or the tight end, you know, the middle of the field.
Yeah,
just dump in the middle of the field.
The cadence of the linebackers.
Yes.
Is our
– because all those plays – go back to the vacating of the middle of the field.
Yep.
A quarterback draw, a dump across the middle.
Even a wide receiver running wide open across the middle.
It's always across the middle on Louisville. It's vertical up the middle because there's nothing there. It's like they create this lane that you just drive to the end zone, and we've watched it happen.
And have we –
Even on the good year. I mean, it's happened.
Yeah, and we've decided that four down linemen will keep you from having to vacate that middle.
Well, I don't know. I think schematically, you just don't vacate the middle.
And we've had older linebackers too. So
yes.
So it's
I mean, we've had Dorian Etheridge, CJ Avery.
Right.
I
haven't had a chance to really blame my linebackers.
That's why I say I don't think it's personnel. I mean, you know, I think it's strictly.
Is it the timing of the blitz? Is it the predictability of the blitz? Because we bring the house a lot.
Oh, we do. But, I just think it's overall. I mean, you don't not have dudes in the middle just because you're blitzing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't have dudes in the middle that many times because that's the defense you're calling. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to fix it. I mean, and I hate doing that because, I mean, it's so easy to criticize. And then when somebody asks, you're like – I don't know. But.
Yeah, see, yeah, I just kind of feel like we're blitz heavy, you know, and it's
like, Oh, yeah. I mean, and that probably is.
If you don't get home, and you don't force a quick decision,
yeah,
you're going to be chasing an open field guy for 40 yards.
100%.
But early on, we called that bend but don't break.
I mean, yeah, we were winning.
You can't use the phrase "brim
but
don't break."
Yeah, it's okay. Like, we didn't mind Grantham when we were winning. It was when Kentucky put up 40 some. We were like, okay, he's got to go. I'm done. Steven Johnson's up. I mean, you just.
Okay, so defense, middle of the field, same plays is your biggest worry coming into the season. How do we feel about special teams, punt returns and stuff? Because we fair catch a lot.
Yeah.
You and I decided early on. He's so confident in his offense, just take care of the ball.
Yeah.
So is that something like just get used to? We're getting a fair catch? I mean, you remember we had Rajay Burns out here.
Oh, yeah, on the punt. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it was like he was just not going to.
He wasn't
going
to set up a return, just catch the ball, and I can work the offense.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where you can tell that, which I don't like because I think you've got big play threats.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, well, put big play threats back there and let them, maybe they do take one. But I will say this, you're not going to run it back more than you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Then you're going to cough it up?
Yeah, like,
in his mind, it's not worth the risk.
Yeah, it's not worth it. What does an average punt returner get? 5 yards.
Yeah, yeah,
10,
yeah.
We'll give him 10.
Awesome when he gets 12 yards.
Yeah, like, I'll take my chances. So that's very low on my criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very low on my
criticism. Okay, so we got our kick. You got your kicking game. You're confident. Your punting game. We're just a fair catch team.
Yep.
Your trick play game. You're excited about your general offense overall. Other than, I mean, you do have Malik, and I think his red zone percentage is pretty good, right? Not even the big game.
It depends.
Yeah.
Maybe my brain says absolutely not.
You rack up red zone.
See, everybody is filing back out, I believe. I believe we've gotten everything taken care of. Biscuit, good to see you.
Yeah. I saw Drew actually go back out there like he's trying to participate.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they pressure him. And
yeah.
You're not leaving, are you?
They're like, Drew, you got to stand on the – you got to at least stand on the thing. Like, yeah.
On the green.
Yeah, Drew wants to leave. Drew wants to leave, right?
He's looking for his camera.
Drew's like, I mean, y'all going to play?
I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break.
Okay.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by BJ Heat and Cooling. Call the experts. You can trust BJHeatCool.com. The Courier Journal's Tim Sullivan reporting the NCAA believes Rick Pitino authorized the bribery scandal behind the recruitment of Brian Tugs Bowen. This according to passages from Merle Coates' book Black Market. NCAA saying Pitino was aware of and authorized the $100,000 offer to Bowen's father. Sully Hill joined the V Show with more coming up at 1:30 over on ESPN 680 1057. This morning, U of L AD Josh Hurd joined the Diener Show and discussed if he knew a time frame for U of L's ongoing situation with the IARP.
No, and I would just tell fans to look. They can see how long it took for any of the other cases to go through that process. There's only been one that went from hearing to decision, and that was the NC State case as far as going through the IARP case. I know you guys have looked at that, and I would presume that it's going to be a similar timeline. That's all I have to go off of, and so that's what we're going off of.
Full interview can be found on the GE Appliances Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. The Maui Invitational bracket set, U of L facing Arkansas as their opening opponent. They'll advance, if they advance, they'll face the winner of Texas Tech and Creighton. On the other side, you have Ohio State and San Diego State and Cincy in Arizona. And on the diamond, the Reds, they topped Baltimore 3-2.
It's time to explore spirit.
Well, Nicky hasn't told me to go yet.
He said go.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81-50, 93-9 is the number. 93-9 is...
Say go with your chest next time, Nick.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Come on, dude.
When did you get so meek in the studio?
Hey, would you like to...
Are you purposely trying to sabotage our radio
this
show?
This is Nick. Would you like to start the show again?
You didn't get invited. Yeah. You didn't get summoned to the Press Box Classic?
Lock the god.
Give him a tug and bring the show effing back, okay? Okay?
Nike hat.
And if you don't come back with some swag, I'm locking you out of the studio.
Virginia. We're out here with Lock, Nicky.
I know.
It's Lock?
Yeah, it's royalty, and you're over here like, go. Why don't you say go, guys? Hey, let's do it right now. Let's act like we're coming back.
Give Lock a hug for me.
Okay. All right, you're going to bring
go!
It back.
Go! Go!
Thank you.
Go!
That's how you do it. That's how you do it right there, Nick. Thank you. Golly.
Just to reiterate to everybody, Press Box Classic means Media Day is coming. The media is assembled. All of my sworn enemies are actually here right now. So just so everybody knows, everybody's within earshot, I'm going to have a problem with any of these people once they start a negative talk in my university.
Jesus, wouldn't Phil Baker go to the mall? Oh, my God.
Don't let Phil Baker return to the studio shorthanded, y'all.
Phil Baker just come out of the...
Phil
Baker just come out of the gear room, dude, with like 72 things. He's got two arms full of
Phil
stuff.
Phil Baker is Atta doubling baby, up. His home closet is... Listen, what is it called? Leakage?
Oh, my gosh.
What's it, spillage?
Yes.
Listen, I guarantee Phil Baker is charging traveling tax.
He's going to sell those. He's going to sell those.
Listen. Phil is the ultimate.
That's insane. I mean, Phil just racked up.
Yeah,
dude.
I got to get some things for some guys over at the station.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, who do you have?
There's nobody even at the studio.
Right. Jason Anderson, Locke. They're like, I thought Locke.
He just took y'all forever. He took y'all for about six things a gear. Nick, you better get your polo and rain jacket. That's all I'm saying.
We have five interns.
I know. That are all back.
Look. All raging in size from about me.
And just in case, I don't know the sizes. So
do y'all got any masks for Nick?
Give me one of each. give me one of each size. and I'll bring back the ones they don't use, okay?
Hey, well done, Phil. Well done, Phil. well done, buddy.
Look, now Phil's whole entourage.
Phil's just waiting around to see Ken.
Right.
Phil's like, hey, I'm out here just get a little work done.
Oh, yeah, I'm working. Always on the clock.
Tune in to the Sunday morning hangover, or don't. It's whatever you want to do.
Okay, what did we forget about? How
Nick Curran's out there playing, too, by the way. Yeah.
How's he stroking it?
Yeah, Nick Curran, I don't know. Quickly.
Who's looking the best of all the media guys? You guys are right there. You can tell who's got a good pure swing and who's just
I know Drew Dina didn't want to be here.
Yeah, you know, just going by the confidence alone, watching Biscuit had a lot of confidence walking out there. Drew had none.
You can always tell whoever's having a beer.
Yeah, you feel like if they're having a beer, they're probably pretty good. You know,
they got beer.
Yeah, free beer. And get anything you want. This is incredible.
Listen, you got power hungry and you wanted to be a producer.
Uh-huh.
Your dad tried to make you the next radio savant.
Yep.
And you, I'll just stay behind the board. I'll just do this. I'll just be behind the scenes.
Yes, you're right. I woke up in this morning and said, by Jove, I need to be at the top of whatever professional totem pole in media I am. I want to be a button-pushing producer. Yes, hey, no, Phil. You're right. Definitely.
Hey, Phil, will you give me a polo?
Hey, you guys make all the jokes you want. I'm telling you, there is no better fire insurance than Phil Baker because he has kept Jack and me from burning this place down numerous times.
No, Phil's the man. Phil's the man. That's why we joke with Phil.
So if he was so good, why don't we have food on Mondays?
That is true.
Look, and then Phil points to us like it's y'all job. You must not.
It's like how many food things do you got? So anyways, but I will say this event always leads into Media Day, which is brilliant by U of L. You know, look, we get everybody out here, we feed them, we do all this, we say, okay, now Media Day.
I wish they would show some more appreciation.
Nick, Phil, is Sullivan here? Oh,
I don't think so.
Okay, he's not here. I didn't know.
He's got us. He's coming on at.
Oh, he'll be on the V show. Oh,
yeah, his ass better. You know.
Yeah, go figure.
Saying.
Go figure. Because
he could be playing, but he better.
Don't worry. Nicky uses our Sports Center to make sure we promote every story.
I feel like we're picking on Nick too much.
I
feel like we used our allotment up today.
No, that's cool. Just make sure they're funny.
I know. I feel like we've went kind of hard on Nick, though.
Monday.
It's Monday. I take all my frustrations out on Monday.
You don't get through a whole weekend, and then
Nick walks in. We're just like, shut up, Nick.
God.
Just eating my cold risotto.
I know. He's got a focus. But, no, it does mean Media Days tomorrow, which does kind of – like I said, ACC Media Days are one thing, but Local Media Day kind of is the official practices starting kickoff to the season.
And yes, people, we have put in our requests for multiple guests from our football program coming up.
We may have one on Thursday.
So
I would, Nicky V, we may have one on Thursday. So tell everybody so nobody gets their wad in a wad and and whatever.
And I'll put it in my sports center.
Yeah, so we're probably gonna have somebody on Thursday. So
nice.
Or multiple guests over the course.
Promote it.
Yeah, we have to promote our stuff like you do.
Yeah, put that in the other sports center.
Yeah, let's cross.
You know, one of the reasons I yell about that is because I'm mad that you're doing my job better than me. So I have to lash out and be like, well, you guys didn't tell me that they're coming on, so therefore it's null and void, even though like the score is like 14-11.
Okay, so Nick, I know what you're doing here, and you think you're gonna get out of this by flattering Marcus and I. Well, you will. Well done.
Okay.
Are
there any conversations out of the weekend?
Phil, got a little news for you, too. Yes. Can't say it, though, right now. I can say it.
Why would you do that on air?
Give me 4 minutes.
Is there any conversation coming out of the weekend? Like what?
No, I'm okay with that.
That's like after I saw North Carolina State game. I had to make sure I talk about that. I went back and watch L. Ellis play some good defense. The water. Who's most likely to have a tea kettle?
A tea kettle. Hersey Miller.
What a great answer. Hersey may.
Hersey grew up eating some.
Hersey Miller may be the only one that actually uses the culinary part of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Your beds look a little small. L. Ellis is very funny. He said,
I ain't looking at Jalen every day.
Did you see that? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
L. Ellis had the funniest line.
Yeah. He's Jalen's on the billboard. He's like, I'm not opening my window every day.
And looking at
him. Yeah, and looking at Jalen. Jalen's big NIL deal. Just not doing it.
Well played, Ellis.
Yeah, switch mirrors. They are beautiful, though, man. Hey, those people, the U of L, man, give them so much credit.
Thank you, awesome. University of Louisville.
This was
thank
awesome.
Thank you, Kenny Klein.
Yeah.
Thank you, University of Louisville Golf Club.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Phil Baker, for all you contributed to this.
to the show. We are always so appreciative and always so humble.
Yes, seriously, thank you. This is awesome out here, man.
Looking forward to a very, very great week of Louisville athletics.
I'm sorry, what was your name? Amelia, that's my baby mama's name, so that's easy to remember.
Great. She provided the best company. The coffee was wonderful. The Diet Cokes were wonderful.
39 The Ville, powered by Isaacs and Isaacs Injury Lawyers. WeWin.com.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? Four pegs.
GE Plants Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.